Jó napot kívánok! That's it. That's my Hungarian. Would you like to hear that again? Jó napot! I'm Alan Leshner. I'm from the United States. I'm formerly from the American Association for the Advancement of Science, and I get the great pleasure of chairing this session. Now, I'm aware that we are the only thing between you and lunch. Therefore, we're going to be very precise in watching the time. Each of the speakers has agreed, and when we get to the open discussion period, I hope you also will agree. This is a topic of great interest, and particularly the point of having a meeting like this. The title of our session is Challenges in Global Cooperation, Practices and Pitfalls. And I think a way to start thinking about it is that we are proof that global cooperation, global collaboration is both inevitable and it's essential. I say that because, in fact, there is a set of converging trends that makes it inevitable and essential, but at the same time raises some of the issues that are thorny and difficult about global collaboration and coordination. First of all, every issue of modern life has a scientific component to it, either as the cure or the cause, and I won't give you a list, but we know that. Every issue, no matter what its national or local character, is also a global issue at its core. At the same time, more and more nations, more and more countries and economies are investing in science, either for their own interest or as a part of the global enterprise trying to solve some of these global issues. And then the fourth trend is that science itself, by its very nature, is becoming more and more international in character. Now, most of the issues we've been talking about at this meeting are, in fact, global issues, and that requires that the scientific community, the scientific enterprise, is able to function in a truly global way, and that's what makes it easy, and that's what makes it difficult. And let me just raise a couple of the thoughts. In order for this to work, in order for global cooperation to, in fact, be effective, it has to be able to function in a much more coherent way than it has historically. Historically, global cooperation was built primarily on bilateral relationships, the relationships between two countries or two scientists trying to work together on a relatively simple problem. But now, in the current climate, the task is quite more difficult. For example, with the emergence of more and more scientific communities, particularly in the less developed world, we need to find a way to bring those scientists from those communities into the global scientific community, and we need to do that as full partners, even though one of the issues that needs to be dealt with is that the quality of science is, of course, not uniform around the world, as science capacity varies tremendously in different parts of the world. We tried a long time ago just spreading money, trying to send money to help build scientific communities, and what we've learned is that the only thing that works is a real partnership. In order to function in a coherent way, we have to have coherent and similar values, norms, and policies in the various countries of the world. And a forum like the World Science Forum is a vehicle that I believe ought to be used as a mechanism through which you can, in fact, develop these more compatible and coherent policies. So there have to be common and agreed upon standards and values, common policies, think about intellectual property rules, or think about things as simple as how we fund grants, how we in fact make grants in order to fund international cooperation. We have to have ways to make consistent, simple things, things that sound simple, like human subjects protections, or it gets more difficult when you think about policies and laws about intellectual property. In order for the scientific community to in fact function in this broad way, we have to have a mechanism through which we can build scientific cooperation. So our discussion in this panel is focused on that big issue, global scientific cooperation, practices, but also pitfalls. And we have a wonderful panel with very diverse experience and interests. We will begin with His Excellency Sorina Sattari, the Vice President for Science and Technology of the Islamic Republic of Iran. We'll turn then to Aldo Malavasi, who is the Deputy Secretary General of the International Atomic Energy Agency. We'll turn then to Gordon McBean, who is the president of ICSU, but also a distinguished professor at the University of Western Ontario, and Janos Pastor, the Assistant Secretary General for Climate Change at the United Nations. If they can't pose the issues around this issue, nobody can. To wrap it up, we've been very fortunate, as have the other plenary sessions, to have join us one of the members of the Young Academy, one of the younger scientists among our group. Her name is Maria Inez Carabajal. She's from Argentina. She's been working on climate issues, and she'll be the last speaker in our panel. So we're going to go in order, and then if they say something interesting and provocative, I might ask a couple of questions, and then we'll throw the discussion open to the floor. When I do that, I would ask the audience, think about the word question as opposed to the word speech. So the people up here are the speech. The people there are the questions. So try to keep whatever interventions short. Remember that a question in English ends with your voice going up at the end. Okay, please.